Proclamation number 3723, dated the March 21st, 1946. Detachment from earthly possessions. Offer everything that is dear to you on earth as a sacrifice to me, and you'll receive what my love bestows on you in abundance, and what will make you already supremely happy on earth and later in eternity. If you want to receive, you have to be willing to give first. But if you cling to earthly possessions, the wealth of the spiritual realm will be unattainable to you. However, earthly possessions include everything that gives you earthly pleasure, that you consider desirable for your physical needs. You have to gladly and voluntarily sacrifice everything you love on earth to me, those things that cannot follow you into the spiritual kingdom, in order to receive everlasting riches which will follow you into eternity. Although you will certainly make sacrifices, you will nevertheless exchange them for something incomparably better. It is just a temporary pain of detachment which will soon be followed by a blissful certainty that you will only then own true wealth which is of eternal value. And if I thus take everything away from you, you should not get disheartened and doubt my love and mercy, my protection, which I nevertheless grant to you even if you don't recognize it. I will only take from you in order to give even more back to you, and if you voluntarily let go of what is dear to you, your body will also receive what it requires. Just your heart should detach itself from everything, for the abundance of my grace needs a place which is devoid of all kinds of earthly longings. Whatever you sacrifice voluntarily need not be taken by me forcibly, yet the detachment from it has to be carried out if you want to grow in strength and grace, in maturity of soul and spiritual riches, which constitute your wealth in eternity. And thus you will thereby also recognize that I am only motivated by my love when I take from you, my believers, what belongs to the earth, because I want to make you receptive for my love's spiritual offering. You will learn to understand that I cannot work in you to the fullest extent as long as your love does not belong to me alone but also applies to the commodities of the world. Consequently, it is a blessing when I try to set you free from this love and take from you what you find difficult to give up willingly. Sacrifice everything to me. Try to detach your hearts from all worldly things, and you will soon feel the blessing of your willingness to make sacrifices, for thereby you will draw me to you, who no longer finds any obstacles to work abundantly in you. For you will no longer have the time to overcome earthly longings slowly. You will have to detach yourselves faster and therefore also more painfully. Yet it will always be beneficial for you if you submit to my will, if you humbly accept your fate and don't pine after earthly possessions, for the easier you can detach yourselves from them, the more receptive and willing is your heart for spiritual gifts, and these will compensate you a thousandfold. For you will only recognize their true worth in the afterlife, in the spiritual kingdom. And then you will be profusely happy if you enter it with a wealth of spiritual possessions and are able to work with them for your own happiness. Amen.